بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on Salah described, the prayers described, and we were talking before about the congregational prayers, and we continue the matter tonight inshallah ta'ala. First case. It is, the question is related to the repetition of the congregational prayer behind a regular imam. Behind a regular imam. Imam is the one who leads the prayers. So the way this is done is that the imam leads the congregational prayers, then another group comes and prays in the same masjid, in the same mosque. What are the opinions concerning this matter? One opinion that this is disliked, to do repetitive congregational prayers behind in the same masjid. And the second opinion, that this is recommendable but not obligated, and the people who said this opinion, the scholars meaning who are with this opinion that it is recommended but not obligated, they said because the first congregation is the one which is obligated upon the legally responsible to attend. And it is the first congregation by which the great reward is established in accordance with the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he referred to this congregation, the first one. The third opinion is that if those who come to the mosque miss the prayers, the first congregation with the regular imam, then still the congregation itself is obligatory. Then the congregation is still obligatory. So we have now three opinions. The first is disliked, the second is recommendable, and the third is an obligation. So this has the following situations. If this repetition is continuous, repetitive congregations in the same masjid, this is the first situation. Second, not continuous, on occasional basis. Third, that the masjid is in a place like on a road or in a market or the like, where people come and go. Two people, three people, ten, five, come at one time and pray, and then others come and pray. In this situation, it is not disliked to repeat the jama'ah, the congregation. And some of the scholars said that this is one opinion, and that there is no difference of opinion concerning this saying, that this is not disliked. Because this masjid, this mosque, in principle, is prepared to handle and deal with different congregations. It does not have a regular imam. As to the continuous situation where there is a masjid, and having two congregations, the first and the second, continuously, certainly this is disliked, if we don't say that this is even forbidden, because this is an innovation which was not known at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. And in fact, this used to take place in the sacred mosque in Mecca some time ago. There used to be four congregations, each will have its own imam. However, when the establishment of the government of Saudi Arabia was established, the founder of the country, King Abdulaziz, may Allah reward him, when he took over Mecca, he said this is a disintegration, and that the Muslims should pray all in one congregation in the sacred mosque, and that this is forbidden. So he gathered them behind one imam, and this is one of his merits. May Allah's mercy be upon him. In addition, this is a call for laziness. This is a call for laziness. Why? Because people would say, well, as long as there is a second congregation, then we will wait until the second congregation begins to pray. So therefore, people will be delayed, and instead of joining the congregation with the regular imam, they lax and then wait for the second congregation. Now, the other situation is when it is not occasional, accidental, not occasional, meaning there is a regular imam who leads the community in the prayers, but sometimes two or three people may be delayed because of an excuse. Now, what's the ruling regarding this matter? There is a difference of opinion regarding this matter. Well, some of the scholars are with the opinion that the congregational prayer should not be repeated, but rather these individuals should pray separately. The other opinion, and this is the correct opinion, is that it is permissible to redo or for them to perform the congregational prayer. And the evidence for this is the hadith, the narration of Ubay bin Ka'b. The narration from Ubay bin Ka'b, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, صلاة الرجل مع الرجل أزكى من صلاته وحده وصلاته مع الرجلين أزكى من صلاته مع الرجل وما كان أكثر فهو أحب إلى الله. A man's prayer said along with another is purer than his prayer said alone, and his prayer with two men is purer than his prayer with one. But if there are more, it is more pleasing to Allah the Almighty. So, this is an explicit evidence, this is an explicit textual proof that the salah, the prayer of the person with another, is better than him praying alone. And secondly, because in another narration, the Messenger ﷺ once was sitting with his companions, and then a man stepped in after the salah was concluded. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "من يتصدق على هذا فيصلي معه." Who is willing to give charity to this person and pray with him. So one of them stood up and prayed with that man. And this is also another explicit textual proof concerning the redoing the jama'ah, following the regular jama'ah, the congregation, where the Prophet ﷺ made it recommendable to pray with this person who was praying alone. Now, could this be done? Well, what about the narration from Abdullah bin Mas'ud that when he came with some and found that the prayers was over, he went home and did not make the congregational prayer at the masjid. It is possible that Abdullah bin Mas'ud, since he was someone looked upon by the companions and he was an example, did not want to repeat the or do the jama'ah there in the masjid, and then people will take from that as an example, and then therefore they begin to lax, and Allah knows best. Could the repeating or the redoing or making more than one congregation be performed in the masjid, the Prophet's mosque and the al-masjid al-haram, meaning separate but not at the same time, repeating the jama'ah, the congregations? The same ruling applies. So for example, if you enter the masjid, the Prophet's mosque or the sacred mosque in Mecca or Medina, and you missed the prayers with the regular imam, you and your friend, then you can perform the congregational prayer and there is no harm. This is the correct opinion. So this is the situation with respect to the this matter of congregational prayers being repeated in the same masjid and their situations. Now we go to another case, and this is if the salah is established, the obligatory salah is established, is called, then there is no salah except this prescribed, ordained, obligatory, or fard salah. What does this mean? This is, in fact, the wording of the narration reported by Muslim from Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةَ فَلَا صَلَاةَ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَةَ. When the salah is called to be established, then there is no salah to be performed except the obligatory one. Now, what does this include? Does this include initiating or completing? Does this include initiating a salah or completing one? Two opinions regarding this matter. First opinion, that this includes the initiation and the completion, if there was an already initiated salah. So there should be no salah initiated and no completion of a salah which already is or was being conducted. To the extent that some had went to the opinion that even if there remains from the salah, even if there remains only the second taslim, and if the obligatory salah is called for and this person continues, then his salah is nullified, even to this extent. The second opinion, is that the person completes the optional prayer even if he misses the congregation. However, the correct opinion is that there is no salah in the hadith. There is no doubt that this refers to initiating, and that it is forbidden for the person to initiate an optional prayer after the call for the obligatory one is established. So, how to handle this situation? If the person is in the first unit of prayer, known as the rak'ah, then he stops, discontinues, and joins the congregational obligatory prayer. The evidence for this is the hadith itself. The other evidence is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man adraka rak'atan min as-salah faqad adraka as-salah." Whoever attains one rak'ah of salah, then he had attained the salah. So therefore, the person who did not attain one rak'ah, then by all means, he didn't attain the salah, and therefore he discontinues and joins the obligatory prayer. However, if he is in the second rak'ah, then he completes it, but completes it in a light way, in a light manner, in accordance with this hadith, where the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever attains from the salah one rak'ah, then he has attained the salah. So the one who prayed one rak'ah before the obligatory salah was established, then he had attained a rak'ah from the salah, free from any kind of problems. So, in this case, he completes the second rak'ah, but lightly. Lightly, he doesn't lengthen it. He does not lengthen it. In this manner, the evidences are reconciled with respect to these two narrations. What about if a person is praying the optional prayer at home and he hears the iqama, the call for the establishment of the congregational for the obligatory prayer in the masjid while he is at home? Here, if the person is in the first rak'ah, then he disconnects the salah, discontinues rather, and goes to the mosque, because the Prophet ﷺ said, if the salah is established, and there is no salah except the obligatory one. And in another hadith, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ الْإِقَامَةَ فَمْشُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. If you hear the iqama being established, then go to join the salah. And this is a command. Now, how about if the person is in the second, if the person is in the second rak'ah, then again he finishes this, completes it, but makes it light, makes it light. This is conditional upon, this is conditional if he does not fear missing the congregational prayer at the masjid, because he is not in the masjid, he is outside at his home, and it may be feared that he may miss the congregational prayer if he was trying to conclude the second rak'ah. In this case, he can continue the second rak'ah, because the congregational prayer is an obligation. The congregational prayer is an obligation, and the nafil, the optional prayer, is a nafil, it's optional. So these are the situations for, or these are some of the aspects related to the congregational prayer. We stop here, inshallah. We continue the class in next week, inshallah ta'ala.